the body.
但是这个身子呢, 这应该是教会。
And the body refers to the church.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这是定义, 好, 我们先念下去了, 就如身子设节, 是一个, 却有许多肢体。 这是从一到多,
For as the body is one and has many members. So it's one. One.
这是有多许多肢体。那呢？而且肢体虽多，乃是一个那个身子。
But all the members of that one body, being many, are one body.
肢体虽然多, 但是只能有一个身体。 这个不是玩文字游戏，这是这两个不同的方向，有两个不同的意思。
The author is not playing word games. They have two significant meanings.
那是一个身称，基督也是这样。
Being many are one body, so also is Christ.
所以他用这个基督来用来比成身子。
So the author used so it's one body to describe Christ.
怎么样呢？
What is that?
13节,
Verse 13.
现在要来解释这个身子了哈。 我们不拘是犹太人, 是希利尼人, 是为奴的, 是自主的, 都从一位灵受了洗, 成了一个身体。
For by one spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit.
所以, 你怎么会这样子?
For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body.
对，这样就好了。你多念一点嘛，对不对？你刚刚说是不拘西利尼人啊？是啊，是吧？错了。不是，他是把这块倒过来讲。英文翻译是有吗？没有，他的在顺序上，他是说
one by one spirit.
不 ，into one spirit， 你多念了，我没有念到那里。哦
，OK，
是不是？引你一位圣灵。还没有念到那里。OK。 所以我想奇怪，怎么没有讲到那里？怎么我以为你那个翻译错了？因为这是多从一位圣灵所有讲，不是这是什么？应该说借着，对不对？拜拜，万斯比，拜万斯比，是借着，不是从一位圣灵受洗，好像说受水洗，对不对？受灵洗是不是从圣灵受洗？你会把它误会成？ 受圣灵的洗，不是这样子的。You could
mistakenly interpret this verse as baptized by the Spirit. It is not correct.
是你受洗，是水洗，但是有圣灵做见证，或是圣灵的运行。You
were baptized in the water, with the Holy Spirit as witness.
然后呢，这是简单讲，就是说你受洗了。
To put it in a very simple form, that you are baptized. You are baptized in water.
那以你一位圣灵就是什么？你得圣灵。
You receive the Holy Spirit. It made to drink into one spirit. Yeah.
好，那这是一个身体，是这两个条件。
There are two requirements.
所以一般教会用常常用这个，尤其那个 ecumenical movement， 他们说各个教派都是一个肢体。 所以正耶稣教会也是一个肢体，那个长老会也是个肢体，长老教会他们组织比较强，所以他们是在那方面有恩赐。正耶稣教会呢，你们什么？你们什么比较有恩赐？圣礼，好吧，你们比较讲求灵恩吧，你们有这方面的恩赐。那我们大家联合起来组成一个耶稣的身体。
The other denomination interpret this verse is that they are, all the other different denominations are like members. You may be strong in certain parts, but we are all joined together and form the one body, who is Jesus Christ.
这不对的.
This is wrong interpretation.
因为这个身体呢，是指着同样一个洗礼得同样一个灵的这样的一个团体。
the body consists of the members of those who were baptized in the same, who are baptized and also receive the same spirit.
那这肢体是讲的每一个信徒, 而不是讲一个教派。
The members refers to the individual believers, not referring to different denominations.
那第十四节,
Verse 14.
身子原不是一个肢体。
For in fact, the body is not one member, but many.
第十四节啊,
That's right,
身子原不是一个肢体。
For in fact, the body is not one member.
对，就是这样子。就是这个身体不是从由一个肢体组成的。
So the body is not formed by only one member.
如果一个身体由一个肢体组成，那这就不是身体了。
If a body consists only one member, it is not qualified to be called a body.
原来是许多肢体。
But many.
所以这是来讲呢，多的必要性。
It mentioned that there must be many members. There are many members.
一个身体它一定要有很多的肢体来组成。
So a body is formed by many members.
第十五节,
16节。这两个色弱, If, there are two ifs here.
如果他用这个来讲说一一定要用多来组成。
So one has to be made by many.
如果假如说我不是手,
The author give an example. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand,
那你就不属这个身体, 不可以这样子的。
I'm not of the body.
你,
definitely,
意思说你不得不属于身体, 虽然你不可以因为有负义, 然后互相排斥, 然后你就说你就能够脱离, 不能脱离的。
A member has to be attached to the body. You cannot say that you reject each other and you say, I don't belong to the body.
那耳朵也说也是这样，你不能说我耳朵不是眼睛，所以不属这个身体。
And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not the body.
那他这样讲，也他也不能就因此就不属这个身体了。
It is therefore not of the body.
意思说，你下面每一个肢体，你只要是肢体的话，你只要是。
So if you are one of the members, and you cannot say that I want to separate from the one body, from the body.
这有点强制性啊！你要成为肢体，你就要在这个一里面。你离开了就不行。你只要是要成为这个一里面的肢体的话，你没有 argue 一定要在一里面。
It is an undebatable issue. It is mandatory. If you want to belong to the body, you have to be a member. You cannot separate from the body.
好，那所以这个一个身体，它有要有许多的肢体，这个是必要的。
One body must have many members. So this is the mandatory requirement.
那如果只是一个肢体，那就不成身体了。
If there's only one member, it cannot become a body.
如果全身体都是眼睛，那这不是身体啊！
If the entire body has eyes only, and the eyes cannot become the body,
那就是眼睛嘛，是不是？
It's only an organ. It's only a member, eyes.
如果你的整个身体是一个眼睛，那一个大眼睛，不能是人呢？
And if your entire body is made by a big eyes, and you are not a human,
是不是？或是你整个身体是一个脚，那是一个怪脚这样。
If your entire body is only a foot, and that is not a body.
所以那他这边也说，在两个色弱之后，接下来是七节。
In verse 17,
这里有两个若全，若全身，若全身有没有？
And there are two if the whole body.
那你抄的时候，第十五节、十六节要抄在一起，是不是？
So you have to copy all these related verses together.
然后十七节要分成两段来抄，就是说。 你若全抄一段一行，然后你若全抄在它下面。
There should be a place together, one at the top, one at the bottom. If the whole body, if the whole world.
那第十八节。
Verse 18.
但如今呢，神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身体上面。
But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as He pleased.
是，他把你安在哪里，你就在那里了。
So he, wherever he set you, has set you, And that's the way you know, he does.
要让你当眼睛, 就放在眼睛的地方。
If God wants you to be eyes, then he places you in the right position.
你眼睛跑到头上去就不对了。
If the eyes are placed on top of the head, they are in the wrong position.
如果一个人他为了看方便，一个眼睛在前面，一个眼睛在屁股后面也不行。
If a person has eyes in, on his head and one is at the back, and they are in the wrong position.
神随自己的意思说，神把他放的最好，你要相信神。
And God placed the members in the best place that He desired for, and we have to believe in Him.
那圣灵也是随自己意思放的，对不对？我们第十一节啊，圣灵也是哈，这一切都是。 这一位圣灵所运行随己意分给个人。
But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills.
那现在也是这样，要把你放在哪个位置，也是神随自己的意思放的。
It's God's will to place in the desired location.
那如果你不服气的话，你跟神去对质啊，跟神去怎么讲？
If you are not satisfied, then you will debate with the Lord.
怕的是你拿神没办法拿人来出气。
But what we're concerned about is you can do nothing in God, but then you put the blame on man.
我们很有名的就是那个亚伯跟那个该隐的故事嘛,
We know the very famous story, Abel and Job.
他们两个都是为了拜神吵架。
Cain and Abel. Because of worshiping the Lord and they argue.
他们两个不献祭没事，如果他们两个都不相信有神，他们两个不会吵架。
If both Cain and Abel disbelieved in the Lord, there wouldn't be any argument.
他们两个就是一起去献，都是献祭才发生的问题啊。你不来教会没事，他说我不去教会了没事，一来呢有事，但是从这里来讲的话，你不来不行啊。
It was because that they both
你一定要来，这个身体有很多的肢体，你不来就不行。 那你一来呢，又吵架。
It was because they are sacrificed to the Lord that created a problem. So as members, you have to come to the church. If you don't come, there are problems. But when you come to the church, and that is dispute.
那问题在哪里？
What is the key problem?
这就是亚伯跟那该隐的问题。And
this is the problem of Cain and Abel.
这该隐拿神没办法嘛，对不对？他不能说你怎么不要我的机物。
Cain cannot blame the Lord. Lord didn't do anything wrong, so he put the blame on his brother.
那我们当眼睛、当头、当什么的，你不服气，你可以祷告跟神说：奇怪，怎么当我当眼睛？怎么不让我当脚趾头？如果有香港脚还很臭。If
God may use the eyes, then if you are not satisfied, you should pray to the Lord and ask why you make me eyes and not make me as the toe.
这是神随己意的，说如果我们完全相信神的智慧，那你就会安于你现在神给你的。If
you totally submit to the Lord and you be content for what's given by the Lord.
那神把你安排在什么位置上，在身体的位一个位置上。
Whatever God assign you attached to the particular assign you to be in a certain position.
19节,
Verse 19.
若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？ 当然没有了。
If they were all one member, where would the body be?
这个是讲20节再讲回来一跟多。
Verse 20, in verse 20, the author reiterate the one body and many members.
我们看20节。
Let's read verse 20.
但这是一个转折。
It's a turning point.
但如今肢体是多，身子却是一个。Indeed,
there are many members, yet one body.
所以多跟这个从二十节开始讲，对不对？Verse 20. 这从十四节。那十二节是这个大纲，一跟多，多跟一。
那十三节是讲这个身体的来源，身体跟这肢体的来源。The original source of this of one body and many members.
这些肢体从哪里来呢？
Where are the members from?
就是这肢体是由无论是犹太人、新义人、
Greek，
然后维努的。
雷是主的, remain.
那他们怎么成为这个身体呢? 借着随喜跟灵喜。 成为一个身体, 这身体是什么呢? 就是这个基督, 对不对?
整个结构是这样子嘛, 哈?
And this is the entire process.
就是刚刚我们把刚刚的整理一下，就这样。
If we try to consolidate,
如果你是眼睛, 那一定要在这身体上面。
If you are one of the members, you have to attach to the body.
这是一跟多的关系, 哈,
this is the relationship between one body and many members.
那现在20节之后我们要看从多到一。
Let's now continue to study from many members to one body.
肢体是多, 身体却是一个。
There are many members, yet one body.
那接下来说眼睛不能对手说, 我用不着你。
And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you.
现在从多来看, 这里面有很多的肢体。
There are many members.
那很多的肢体呢, 你不能说眼睛说, 我不用说, 不能互相不同, 然后互相排斥。
They cannot reject each other because they are different members.
虽然是不一样, 但是要互相帮助。
They should help each other mutually.
因为他们是属于一个身体的。
Since they all belong and attached to the same body.
那这里眼睛啊, 手啦,
eyes, hands,
头也不能对脚说,
head,
我用不着你啦。
And also the head, nor again the head of the feet, I have no need of you.
22节, 不但如此啊,
Verse 22.
不但不能, 对, 排斥对方, 并且更进一步, 有软弱的, 那个, 或是有坚强的, 都包含在这个义里面。
Not much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. 23节。
22节, 身上肢体人以为软弱的, 更是不可少的。
No matter rather those members of the body which seems to be weaker are necessary.
所以软弱的弟兄也是需要。
We do need weak brothers and sisters.
因为没有一些软弱, 什么有让你有那个什么表现爱心的机会, 是不是?
If there are no weak brothers and sisters, then how can you show the love for them? Or you show love for them?
那23节
23
身上肢体我们看为不体面的 耶和华要给他加上体面, 不俊美的耶和华给他俊美。
And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty.
你如果额上长了青春痘, 你一定用头发把它盖起来嘛, 是不是? 如果你有头发的话,
if a pimples are on your forehead, you will your head to cover them.
然后赶快抹一些药让它赶快消嘛, 是不是?
You may apply some medicine.
消完之后, 你那个头发要拨开了,
then you have a hair removed.
因为你的额头本来就很漂亮,
because your forehead used to be very beautiful.
24节 我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰嘛, 但神搭配这身子, 把加倍的体面给那些那个缺欠的肢体, 所以搭配这个是神啊。
About presentable parts have been noted by God composed the body.
那他这样讲起来, 如果你, 对神的搭配, 你感觉不好的话, 把你眼睛放这个, 放你的位置, 你感觉不, 不适当的话, 那你要跟神, 去跟神要, 你不要跟人吵, 没有用。
If you disagree how God composed the body, then you should ask God, you should ask God to make the change. Do not argue with man.
Since
it is composed by the Lord.
所以如果你有这种认为说这是神搭配的, 所以你25节说, 免得身上分门别类, 你就不会怎么样, 心里不平, 心里不平, 就会花怨言, 花怨言就怎么样, 会分门别类。
If it is the arrangement of the Lord, it is composed by the Lord, as stated in verse 25, then there should be no schism in the body.
那不会分门别类之后, 这是消极的, 积极的要怎么样? 要彼此相顾啊。
And to be more active, by that the members should have the same care for one another.
那并且这个互相相顾又一体的观，一体的，就是一个人是一等于全部，全部等于一。
Caring for one another means that once you have a perception as all members belong to the same body, and the one body consists of different members.
你看，一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体都一同受苦了。
This is an attitude of oneness. If one member suffers, all the members suffer with it.
若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体都得荣耀。Or
if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
那最后他才讲，你们就是基督的身子，并且各做肢体。
Finally, the author said that now you are the body of Christ and members individually.
所以一跟多，多跟一，最后又联合在一起。
So one and many eventually are finally joined together.
所以用这种精神，用这种心意，你才会理解为什么但以理他没有做错什么事情，他的祖先搞错了，他还替他们祷告，并且还说啊，我犯罪了，这个跟他一点关系都没有。
Just like Daniel, his ancestors made the mistakes, and he prayed for them and saying that I'm sinned.
尼希米也是一样嘛。
Nehemiah, likewise Nehemiah.
他们在祷告的时候都说啊，我们的祖先犯罪，我们也犯罪了。
And the prayer of the Lord saying that our ancestors committed sins and we also committed sins. I also committed sin.
他被掳到国外去，在那边受苦。他应该，如果我们平常社会人说，神啊，就是我们祖先那些那批坏蛋害的我，你看国家也灭了，人也被抓来这里了。 神啊，我是忠心的，救救我啊！就是因为他们害我好惨呐、啊。正常人是这样子的。When
they were in a captivity, yet they didn't blame the ancestors to cause them all this suffering.
他们有一体的观念。
Because they have the attitude of one body, oneness, and one to many.
你多的这些绝对没有不能离开一啊。
So all the members have to be connected, have to be attached to the body, to one body.
你多到一，多的虽然是好像看起来互相没有什么关系，但是你也不能互相排斥，因为你们是一。
It seems that all the members do not have and are not related to each other, but they cannot be separated since they belong to the one to the same body.
到最后，一跟多合在一起。
So finally, the body and the members are joined.
一个，那高兴了，大家都高兴。So
if one member are rejoiced, all members share the joy.
一个受苦了，所有都受苦。If
one members if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it.
好，那第十二章就是整个就是当时教会的执事，从圣灵一直到通过耶稣，然后在教会里面落实到真正的那个。 执事就是制度。
Chapter 12 gives the idea of the members of one body, and then finally it is materialized.
你看，第这个哈、哦，如果那讲再讲，讲下去讲，不能说讲深一点了，讲多一点哈、哦。第一个是圣灵的恩赐。The
first one is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵恩赐是随便给人的。The
gift of the Holy Spirit is distributed to anybody.
就是大家都可以求的。
Everybody can pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
每个人都有。
Maybe it's given to everybody.
那第二个。
Secondly.
这是在基督里面的执事。
The deacons in Christ.
主第五节嘛。
The differences of ministries.
就是我们刚刚所讲的，这是执事的问题。
These are the ministries we just discussed.
这是神随便，不是随便了。 随他自己的意思给你放的。And
they are all placed by the Lord as he wills.
那这个就没有办法问了。As
he pleased.
就你没有办法问说为什么这样为什么这样子的，你有胆去问神呢？You
cannot question why I'm placed in this position. You can only ask that question from the Lord if you have the courage.
那第三个就不是什么随意的咯。
Thirdly, it's not in his own will, in his will.
25节，我们昨天有提到的是神在教会特定了一个地方，并且呢指定了特定人，所以是 appointed，英文是应该这样子。
Yeah, verse 28 says, and God has appointed these in the church.
啊，所以这是落实的。我昨天有讲过，是具体的。比如说，可能我们 Ted， 你有什么讲道恩赐？
啊，福音恩赐。
你也有一病干苦恩赐，你有什么各样恩赐都有。
But you have different kinds of gifts。
但是叫在基督里面，你也是很体面的。
But in the, also in Christ, you are honored。
但是谢道明弟兄就把你排去专门扫厕所的。
But if we have all these kind of gift, but the general affairs arrange you to clean the bathroom.
在教会里面，就你说你是被 appointed 专门扫厕所的官。
So in the church, you're appointed to be a janitor.
懂了吗？那第三个就是具体在当时你做的事情。
And the thirdly is that is the is what you are actually doing. Is your assignment and appointment.
这个三个不同的那个。层次
，there's three different levels，
是不是
？Is that so？
好，我看那第十三章。
Now let's move on。
三十一节，十二章三十一节。
Chapter 12 verse 31。
你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。
But earnestly desire the best gift。
这个切切的求跟第十四章的切慕属灵的，这个是这两个字在英文一样的。
These are the same words in the original version. Earnestly desire and desire spiritual gift in chapter 14 verse 1. The soul of desire. These are the same words used.
这个是英文有这个字根是从这个字来，是 zealous 哈。
So the word zealous is from the word. It's from the Greek original.
是同一个字。
Zeal. It's the same word.
如果要把它翻的比较好，就是 seek， seek 什么 urgently， eagerly， E A G E R L Y， seek eagerly，
seek eagerly，
seek eagerly， 应该是这样子。那中文就把它在那边翻切切求，这边翻那个切慕，差不多了，但是同一个字的。
Actually, in the Greek original, these are the same word, desire, earnest desire.
好，那他现在要求更大的恩赐了。
Now he's going to pursue for a greater gift.
他现在把最妙的道指示他们。
But now, and yet I show you a more excellent way.
我们快一个礼拜多了哈，这个框框理论还记得吧？
We spent almost a week.
你抄到什么东西？
What have you
caught? 刚刚跟你讲了啊，就是切切的求，切切的求。那这边是什么？切慕是一样的。如果你没有看原文，没有关系，你也可以晓得说是，其实是一样的东西。
啊 ，What is desire？
那最妙的道，这是最妙哦。然后十三章的十三节是什么？最大的，最大，对不对
？Great， 最妙是最妙是 most excellent，
most is 对
，the most excellent。
这是双框框。一般常常是一个框而已，但是这一段呢两个框。
The two frame。
我们讲到这边。
Two brackets。
你回去查查看，我们讲过几个框框了。
Just try to remember how many in the brackets。
很多对不对
？There are a lot of brackets。
郭弟兄，你框了几个框了？很多对不对？
我们
常常讲框框，就是前后一样的就框起来了。
So we group together the same category。
那双框框的还是第一次讲。
We usually have double groupings。
所以可见这一般来讲的话，你要讲一个道，一定说这是最重要嘛，是不是
？If you use this as a topic, these are the most important information。
啊，其实哈，那个第十四章前面第一节，你们要追求
，pursue。 A desire, earnest desire, and to the word pursue is not as strong as earnestly desire.
好, 最妙的道, 13章,
the most excellent way.
13章如果来那个抄来并排的话, 是最有意思的, 哈, 你们抄过吗?
Try to copy and compare.
那个林姊妹抄得不错, 她有拿给我看, 很好。
Sister Linda showed me the comparison she made. It's a very fine job.
那第一节,
Verse 1.
我若能, 我若,
though I.
第二节我若有，第三节我若将，中文比较好，好差，英文也可以啊。中文是
though I speak，
若爱就可以了，都是一样的。
那我。 我若能说什么？说万能的方言，其实万能的方言，你不要把它讲成看成好像说在讲灵言啊，或是讲。 你不是万能的方言，就是说你会讲英文、法文、德文那些万能的话。
Though I speak with the tongues of men, the tongues here refer to different languages like French, German, Italian.
你说你会讲十国的话，这样子。
In other words, if you are be able to speak 10 different languages, 10 different foreign languages.
那并且呢，这是人间的话。 他特别说是万能的话，那个什么，tongues of men，就是人间的话。
If you can speak the human 10 human languages, a lot of human languages.
你不但能够讲人间话，你连天使的话你都会。
But you are also be able to speak with the tongues of angels.
所以这个我若能讲这两种话，表示说你很厉害。So
I speak.
你的那个能力很强啊。
You are very capable.
但是呢，若没有，我若能。 没什么，却没有。Do I speak？这里都是一样，却没有。没有什么呢？没有爱。But have not。那你就像两样东西。But have not。 那这里我若有先知，第一个是先知讲道，第二个是什么？明白各样的奥秘，第二个是各样的知识，第四个是全备的信心，能够移山。Do
I have a gift?
一样的，这些是什么属灵恩赐
？Do I have all the spiritual a gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge? And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains.
但是如果没有爱,
but have not love,
就算不得什么。就你就没有,
it profits me nothing. And I all am nothing.
就算不得什么,
and I am nothing.
那再接下来,
and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor.
那第二个, 叫人把我杀了,
and though I give my body to be burned,
这是你的能力，这是你的属灵恩赐，这个是你奉献的那个什么情况，你已经全部奉献了。
This is your abilities, this is a special gift, and this is your contribution.
你看你把那个财产都奉献了。
This is an offering.
然后你 也把身体烧了。
You offer everything you have, and you even burn your body.
但是没有爱。
That's not love.
你是什么都没有。
It profits me nothing.
对，这跟这个，这个都是有三个不一样的东西的。
There are three different categories.
意思说，如果你没有爱的话，你世界的再好也没有用，你属灵的再多也是没有什么意思。那你就是有很奉献的心智，也是什么？白白浪费。
If without love, even you have the abilities, you have a spiritual gift, and also your offerings, they but have no love, profits you nothing.
好，再来他在讲爱。
Then the author continued to discuss about love.
我看你们回去自己抄抄，我不讲这个了，因为这讲可能两个小时就过去了。你一样一样讲嘛哈。
If you want to go through each single item, it might take hours.
那中文的那个爱是很久的耐，跟那个最后面第七节的凡事的耐是两个的耐不一样的，不一样的。
Endures all things and love suffers long.
对
，there's two different.
第四节那个是爱是什么 ？Suffering long 就是
Love suffers long.
对，那第七节的这个凡事忍耐，这个忍耐是什么？就是所有的事情你都能够 endure 是不是
endures all things
看英文比较好看中文你把两个那个忍耐内容不一样
it's easier to understand the difference in English
第八节
Why you,
第八节爱是永不止息
love never fails
所以爱在这个爱的总观呢是不会停止的这样才是真的爱
the love never fails should continueAnd last long.
那从这个不止息，他来比较，比较这些恩赐。
And the author used the love never fails to compare all different gifts.
好，那个第一个，先知讲道之能终必贵无有。
But whether they are prophecies, they will fail.
这第一件，先知讲道。
Prophecies.
那现在讲爱是永不止息
Love never fail
就是那跟这个爱永不止息相比的是先知讲道之能
Prophecy
怎么样呢会止息会归无有了
Will fail.
那第二个说方言之能，这个说方言不要把它讲成我们得圣灵讲灵言，或是说这个方言呢，说方言就是 tongues 就是 language 就是第十三章第一节那个万人方言。
Whether they are tongues, the tongues also refer to the tongues of men or different languages.
所以你有很，你可以讲十国、二十国的那个语言呐、啊，意思是这样子。
If you are capable to speak different languages,
也必停止啊。
Will cease.
那再来，这是两件事情啊。
There are two things.
那先知讲道就是属灵的，方言之能就是世上的，这些都。到天国去不用讲德文，不用讲英文了。你现在英文讲的好像美国人，那么好也是没有用。
Prophecies will fail. If you can speak different languages, no matter how fluent, how eloquent you are, it will be useless in heaven.
第九节以下。
Verse 9.
九节以下是现在跟未来的比较。
It's the comparison between present and future.
对不对？第九节是现在。
For we know in part.
第九节是现在。那第十节呢是等到以后，等那完全的来到，或者是等是现在。
Verse 10, but when that which is perfect has come, we're waiting the perfect to arrive.
那现在呢, 就是等于那个什么, 第十一节的做小孩时候,
verse 11, when I was a child.
第十一节。那第十一节下半句是成了成的人。
But now we see in the mirror.
到那时, 继续再画下去了哈。我如今所知道的有限。然后呢，到那时，你把这样子，现在怎么样？然后到了完全来怎么样？做小孩怎么样？成人怎么样？如今怎么样？到那时怎么样？如今怎么样？到那时怎么样？
Try to compare the present, the future, now or future.
那整个哥林多前书是从以前、现在到未来。
The entire First Corinthians is from the past to future.
你还记得吗？
You still remember?
以前到现在的比较是在第几章？
What's the comparison between the past and the future?
不是。 以前到现在,
From the past to present to now.
以前怎么样？哎，公审，在第几章？
Where? In which chapter?
啊？第几章？第十章啊。好，还有呢？Chapter
ten.
啊？第三章对。
Also chapter three.
那个高级教授，你可以下山。 你现在可以回去。
You graduate.
第三章他说你们以前怎么样，但是现在怎么样？
Chapter 3 discuss about what's happening in the past and also what is present.
然后第十二章也是说以前就是你们做外邦人的时候，但是 第三章那个以前跟现在是怎么样？没有变的，但是到现在这里的现在是要从什么？从第十二章这里看的。
And in chapter 3, it makes no difference between the past and present. But in chapter 12, there is a change, there is a progress.
第三章的时候有讲，以前现在哈，以前是小的，现在是小的啦。但是要看十二章，以前是外邦人，那现在呢是有圣灵的恩赐。In
chapter 12,
and the主的那个职分。 你现在是这个样子的，这以前呢？This
is the past.
那现在虽然在教会里面有很多的恩赐、属灵恩赐，在主耶稣的身体里面，并且，也借着神也在教会里面设立了很多的那个做事的，就是一些职分。
Now in the church, there are different appointments, the different ministries.
但是这些都是有限的。
But these are all limited.
要等到以后，那未来呢？
You have to wait for the perfect to come.
那等到未来，那个无限的来了，就是完全来了，这些有限都要过去。
When the perfect comes, and all this are limited, all this are finite, will pass.
那这些有限的，无论是世上的或是属灵的，都会是有限的。
Whether this belongs to the world, the worldly, or the spiritual will be gone.
所以有时候有一些事情我们现在搞不清楚了。
So if some of the certain things we couldn't comprehend.
所以现在有一些问题像讨论神观了哈。
For instance, theological concepts.
不是啦，那个神观，对神的那个theology.
theological precepts.
对神的认识哈。
The understanding of God.
讲到最后，每个人都会引用这节圣经。
Everybody knows how to quote the verse.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。到那时就要面对面了，所以也就不用再吵了。
Now,
因为大家都在看镜子嘛，是不是
？Now we see in the mirror dimly, but the face to face, but the face to face now, but now I know in the part.
古代的美人比较多。
There are more beauties during the ancient time.
因为古时候那镜子是铜镜哈。
Because
看不清。
Because the ancient time, the mirror was made by bronze. You cannot see well.
你们有没有照过铜镜啊？
Do you ever stand in front of a bronze mirror?
我家卖铜。
Oh, copper mirror.
我家卖铜。
Oh, my house sells a copper.
什么铜都有。
Different kind of copper.
你照照看。
Bronze. So if you use stand in front of bronze.
除非青春痘很大很大，不然照不出来。
Unless you have pimples, you won't be able to see it.
好，那我们第十三章就讲完了哈。
Let me conclude chapter 13.
我们看十四章。要讲这个哈，有，我不讲这个了。在原文里面讲爱有四个字。
In the original version, there's four different words used for love.
像什么 eros 啊，这个是
eros，
这是一个 agape。
Yeah, agape。
有人是这样分的，但是你把圣经全部查起来的话也不是那么一回事了，因为我查过。
I also read through the original.
有一些那个神学家他无聊嘛，他就把这些字，当然这 eros 是指的性的那个性的了哈。那philia philadelphia 啊，这个是朋友的爱了，但是有时候也不完全这样子，神对人爱也是这个爱，人对神爱有时候这个爱。所以如果你把用现在让好几十年前就用电脑把所有的这个字全部查起来，你哇好多，你把它分析完之后，其实也没这回事情啦，也没有说什么阿嘎培就比较高尚了，这个比利亚就比较低了。
So some people may say that different words are used at different place.
所以我不讲这个了。那如果要讲话，也要讲一个钟头啊，就把那个我有资料。
So the word love, the different words used to describe love, but still there's not really a fixed standard, a fixed pattern you can try to follow.
比如说约翰福音二十一章，主耶稣问说：“你爱我吗？”
In John chapter 21, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
那里面的爱有两次是 agape.
The twice the word agape
philia.
Is used, and another one is another time is philia is used.
现在开始做文章了，这个什么爱什么爱这样子。
And people begin to write articles describe and analyze the different types of love, different standard of love is used.
可以啊，你。没有什么问题，但是基本上我对那个三次的问我从小人家叫我说，因为那个彼得否认耶稣三次嘛，所以耶稣也问过来问三次，三比三平手。
When I was young, people told me that since Peter denied Jesus three times, so Jesus asked him the same question three times, and they both got even.
我教小孩这样教过啊。
I also thought the children this way.
当教员有没有这样教过？有没有？
And they teach the children this way. And then and tell
them. 但是你们少参加聚会。
Oh, you didn't attend the services very frequently.
但是这个是以前啊，以前人家这样讲嘛。
This is how the people.
三比三嘛，那问到他不好意思了，他否认耶稣三次，说耶稣也问他三次，问到他不好意思，所以他就说主啊，你知道。
So this is the old saying that because he denied Jesus Christ three times, so he said, ask him three times and do, the third time Jesus asked him, he feel very embarrassing, so they say, Lord, you know all things.
但是如果你把耶稣问的内容,看他内容,其实是不一样的内容,一定要问三次。
If you try to study the contents in detail, you found that this, they are very different, so Jesus have to ask the same question thrice.
用它内容来看这个爱可能会比较好，不要用爱本身这个字来讲爱。
If you study the contents of Jesus' question, instead focusing on the word you use would be more appropriate.
来，我们看那个约翰福音第二十一章。
Let's read John chapter 21.
第一次问是用那个agapao，就是agape这个agapao。
The first time.
第二个也是什么？ 阿卡帕尔，第三个那是不是？第三个是那个菲利亚。
The third time, Jesus used the word philia.
好，那耶稣说，爱我比这更深吗？
And Jesus said that, do you love me more than that?
那耶稣说，你喂养我的小羊。
Jesus said, feed my lambs.
所以第一次把他的小羊给他要喂的。
So the first time Jesus asked him to feed. His land. If you have a force to feast, you have force the lamb to eat.
这西洋妈妈可能听不懂，中国妈妈就听得懂啊。And
the Oriental mother could understand this verse better.
那个有时候你看那个教会里面哦，那个小孩子不吃，那妈妈拿着饭哈，人家吃好一个钟头，他还是跟着跑，他玩他，然后最后一口，哎，吃了。
In the church, you can see the mother.
他玩一千了，那最后一口，最后一口。
You can see the mother chase the child, running around until he finished his last spoon. Last spoonful of food.
那这小羊要给他喂。
Sorry. So are the small lambs have to be fed?
如果那个谁啊？ 杜弟兄杜耀宏啊，你爸爸很爱你，对不对？
Your father loves you.
他，你早上起来，他就要拿稀饭喂你，你感觉怎么样？
If he feed you with the porridge, every day in the morning, what do you feel?
你感受如何？
What's your feeling?
他一直要喂你，你可能想说，哎，爸爸可能要等下送去医院检查检查。
If he insists to feed you using the spoon, you may wonder, you know, there could be something wrong with my dad.
你会不会感觉很舒服啊？
Are you feeling comfortable?
会啊。 杜长老，你明天从明天开始 三餐喂他。
Tomorrow morning you feed him.
喂他一个礼拜之后看他怎么样。
And you just feed him with spoons every day in the morning and see what is his reaction.
可能吗？不可能。
It's impossible.
所以第二个给他的羊呢是大羊。
So the second type of sheep he gave, Jesus gave to Peter is the
grown up. 这不是累吗？这是 sheep. Sheep 那个 大羊你还要喂的，它还死了，要牧的，把它放出去，它自己吃。
And you don't have to feed the sheep, instead you tend the sheep.
是不是？ 所以耶稣给他不一样的工作内容啊。
So Jesus gave him a different assignment.
那第三个？
Thirdly?
那个杜耀宏若不小心那个什么跌倒了，脚怎么样了哈？不能起来爽了，他爸爸去喂他怎么样？ 他会感觉这是父爱啊，本来妈妈喂比较好嘛，对，那他爸爸去喂，一生难忘这父爱。他会不会想说要把爸爸送去检查？不会啊。
If brother two fell on the ground and hurt his leg, and his father feed him every day, he will be very touched.
是不是？那大羊生病了要喂的。
When the sheep is sick. And it has to be fed. So this is the third.
这是不同，主耶稣教他不同的方法去对待那些羊。
Jesus tell Peter to use different ways to take care of the sheep or the lamb.
赶快我们回来了，这个是怎么会讲到那边去？ 14章。
That's Let's return to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
事实上, 第一节,
verse 1.
我们今天晚上把, 哇, 这个, 最好能够把11章念完, 明天就剩下两节, 15章, 16章, 刚好结束。 念不完没有关系, 我们念到祷告之前。 来。
Okay, let's continue reading 1 Corinthians 14.
你们要追求爱。
Pursue love.
这个这里的追求跟刚刚那个追求是好像一样吗?
This is the same
不一样,
with pursue love.
Pursue, 那个在原文字也不一样。
That's a different word.
刚刚那个要切切的求啊。
But earnestly desire.
不一样的字嘛。
It's a different word.
好，那现在爱讲完了。
And he completed the discussion of love.
还有一个问题哦, 为什么爱最大?
Why love is the greatest?
为什么信望爱其中最大是?
Why in the faith and the love and the hope and the love is the greatest?
梁弟兄,
Brother Liang,
为什么爱最大? 信不重要吗?
Is faith important?
他讲最大为什么会最大?
Why love is the greatest?
为什么?
Why?
崔西方? Huh? 对, 那为什么 never fail 呢? 为什么? 那信就止息了吗?
Why love never fails? Would faith fail?
Huh? 爱怎么样? 爱可以盖所有的罪也不可以啊，罪要除罪，罪盖起来这越盖越臭。爱盖，对，简单讲就神就是爱嘛，所以神就最大了。God
is love and God is the greatest.
这是我这个答案是标准答案。This
is the standard answer.
为什么呢?
Why?
你看，你讲信、望、爱，这是神，对不对？神是爱
，faith, hope, and love.
神是不是望？不是。神是不是信？神不是。神是我们信的对象，神是我们盼望的对象。
God is the object of faith and hope. And God is the object of hope. But God is not faith, God is not hope.
那神呢? 应该这样写。 这是他那个什么对象, 信的对象, 但是呢神是爱。 所以爱呢, 就是神, 是不是? 那在这神的爱上面建造这个信跟望,
so faith,
信跟望才有用。
The faith is built upon God.
但是最基本你还是要相信有神嘛，是不是？
So principally and basically, one has to believe, in God.
那在这个信望爱的比较，不能说比较，在三个并排之列呢，爱所谓的最大，因为它本身是神。
Therefore, love is the greatest, because God is love.
那当然神不会过去啊。
God, last forever.
因为到天国去也不用盼望了，因为你这亲眼看到神了。
Because in heaven you don't have to, you don't need faith anymore, since you are facing God.
那信呢是所望之那个知识的实体，就还没看见的，你去相信。你到天国去那个什么完全来了，你看到神了，你就不用相信了。不是说不用相信，相信就变成实际了，就这个事就不用，不能说不用相信了。 相信这个，我们在相信的时候是有一个距离的，有距离就有那个span，就有那个张力，所以信仰才有张力的。哦，那到那个时候，两点之间才有张力嘛，对不对？哦，你从这里神在这里啊，你看不见啊，摸不着啊，所以你相信他，所以一个张力。 在这张力当中就讲到信仰，有人这个张力弄得好的话信得很舒服，张力不好的话怎么样，被挤死了，所以信仰挤死很多人了，是这个的。那到完全来了的时候，你这一点跟这一点怎么样就合一成一点了，信就怎么样自然的，不是消失，自然就圆满了。
So when,
那盼望也是一样嘛。
So when God comes, when the prophet comes, everything is materialized, it's fulfilled, and you will be able to see God.
比如说，现在锅子是响，只是凉。有没有张力？有。
There is a strength in between. The span space in between.
因为有时间空间的隔绝，才有张力。
Because of the space and time, space and time.
那你现在一直看表。
You keep on looking at time.
想说什么时候下课，我赶快回去见那个太太一面。
So you are desiring for the end of the class coming soon, so you can go home to see your wife.
不但看表，什么讲的这样子，还甩一甩，听一听。
You try to shake your watch. 这就
太过分了，想说这个表可能坏掉，怎么又听一下，是不是不走了
？If you shake your watch, then you're wondering why the watch is not working.
那这张力就很大。
And then that span of time is very great.
那你回到家之后怎么样
？When you arrive home.
就没有了，你可能就抱着他流个眼泪这样子，张力就消了，是不是
？So that spent，
对不对？你就不会再想他嘛，因为就在这里了，你看。
Since you face God and see God，
啊，跟这个一样，说信跟望有一天会在这个两点之间会变成一点。
So these two points we join together。
不是说不用，而是什么圆满呐
？And it's perfect。
但在圆满的当中还是有爱。
There's still love.
如果没有爱的话，那就糟糕了。你回去的话，你有张力回去，怎么被训了一顿？怎么样？你说、哦，如果晓得还不回来好啊
？It's better you don't go home. If you go home, you'll be scolded.
是不是？所以爱最大。
So love is the greatest.
所以下次人家问你爱为什么最大，你说爱神就是爱神最大，所以。爱就最大。
If people ask you why love is the greatest, because God is love, so it is the greatest.
那既然跟神连在一起了，那是爱最大的话，爱当然不会过去啊，爱也不会褪色啊，哈。
So man joined with the love with God and God's love and
爱不会长胖，爱不会长瘦，爱就是包含这一切，长青春痘也没有关系，跛脚也没有关系，胖也好，瘦也好。
So love never fails.
没有爱的话
，If a person has love, he would not matter anything.
就是爱最大。
So love is greatest.
好，我差点忘记讲这个。时间也到。
It's time. Time's up.
我们还要祷告呢。
We're going to pray.
好，那明天你们回去把十四章把它抄一下。
Let's copy the.
那个十四章里面呢，你把它分出三个东西来。
The three categories.
第一个。
Firstly.
就是那个做先知讲道你把这三样东西把它列出来就好
prophesize
as prophet 很长哈、
哦、chapter 14 is rather lengthy one
把它分成三个东西
you have to study in great detail
做先知讲道
prophet